Here's the truth about AI. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/UK/AI for people.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, May 22nd. I'm Victoria Craig for The Wall Street Journal. OpenAI is partnering with United Arab Emirates AI firm G42 and others to build its first large-scale project outside the U.S. G42 is controlled by the country's national security advisor and brother of the president. The project, called Stargate UAE, will feature a data center with 1 gigawatt capacity, making it among the world's most powerful. It's part of a broader UAE push to become an AI hub, and people familiar with the matter say it comes after it struck a deal with the Trump administration to allow the UAE to import up to 500,000 AI chips. Elsewhere, the CEO of popular fitness app Strava said the company has finished its latest funding round, valuing it at $2.2 billion. In addition to the fresh cash injection, Strava said it bought a training app for cyclists called The Breakaway, though it declined to disclose the amount it paid. Strava's chief executive said the app saw more than 50% growth in new users last year and is on track to reach $500 million in annual recurring revenue in the near future. And finally, shares of virtual physical therapy company Hinge Health rose in their debut on the New York Stock Exchange today. The stock opened at $39.25 after pricing at $32. Hinge Health's upbeat debut offered a favorable signal for an IPO market that stalled in early April following President Trump's sweeping tariff announcement. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.